listening to the Intestinal Fortitude Podcast Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to It's Not Horror, okay?
So it was always, it originally was me, Nudie, Heather, Scott, and Venom.
Oh, yeah,
Venom Scott. Left, Heather left, Scott, and then Venom left, we got Mona, Scott left, and then it was all four of us, and then Heather left, and then we had guests. It was just us three, me, Nudie, Mona, and we always had like guests on, and that didn't work out very good.
It was just like a fungus.
I know, I thought Flesh Eater was on here. He's not. Did he quit?
No, he was a guest. He was a guest.
Zamora
as well.
On this one?
Yeah, Zamora was on this one. And he Flesh Eater was a guest as well, but Flesh Eater works every other week now, so he can only make it to the Is It Really That Bad? So he's working tonight. So if we coordinate it correctly, then it's the core members are now me, Nudie, Mona, Willis, and then Glenn has been recurring. So hopefully yep. Glenn will work out, and yep. we can call it a fucking day.
All right. Well, this is Mona's pick. So are you ready? Are you going to introduce it?
Yes, I think I can actually introduce it.
All right.
this is your pick.
And then you take on from there, Virus, if you have something more to say about this movie.
Willis, this movie's great. What are you going uh-oh about?
Because of Monday.
Yeah, this is nothing like Monday.
All right.
I'm nothing like Monday either.
Kind of co-picked it because she gave me a list of movies, and so we kind of co-picked it.
Co-picked it?
Co-picked it.
Co-parented it.
You picked it a drawing in a little bag. Don't act like you had a
no,
choice.
No, I picked the ones that I like the most out of what you picked.
He put
Forget
it in his...
the other ones you picked.
Sarcasm.
Were.
Sarcasm.
What were the other
That's
ones you picked?
My middle name.
He put a bunch of little pieces of paper in his foreskin, and he swung his dick around like a helicopter, and then he picked the one up.
Yeah. Yes!
I did exactly. it in front of a fan, and the one that blew at her was the one we did. and then I came and I blew in her face too.
Oh, I did that. Yeah, she let me do that the other
day.
It was like
glue sticking the paper to her face.
Someone needs to drink more water.
You
water. Fucking, get your own water.
Comes out all fucking clumpy and Nudie comes cottage cheese.
I do it so much, it's almost like fucking clear water. It doesn't have time to revive.
Oh, it's just all the... There's no semen. There's no seeds in there. It's just semen.
There's no babies in there.
That's funny.
I don't give it time to regrow.
Babies.
All right, let's get the show on the road, Mona. Well, I guess I'm...
Great. Okay.
That's you!
Oh no! Hey everybody, welcome back to It's Not Horror, okay? And
okay,
and we're back with a Mona pick, which is amazing. I can't wait to watch it. Saw this one time a long time ago, and we got 1980s The Exterminator, and there is no cockroaches involved. Maybe And yeah, it's a vigilante action flick. Go ahead.
I have an intro. Jeez. Oh,
shoot your load. My bad.
Shit.
Oh.
Directed by James Blickenhouse. No, he's not German, but American filmmaker. Guess he's known for making independent action suspense movies in the 80s, like The Soldier and Shakedown with RoboCop Peter Weller and Sam Elliott. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I'm sure I have at some point.
He retired in the mid-90s because everything became corporate with big studios taking over and actors wanting to be divas and rock stars, so it pretty much ruined it for him. Anyway, he liked to focus more on action than dialogue. So, yeah, I've never seen it. I've just always seen this poster, so I decided it was probably time. See, it stars Robert Ginty, who was in a lot of popular 80s shows, Murder, She Wrote, The Father Dowling Mysteries, like elderly shows, Matlock, Baywatch. Only movie I recognize him is Lady Dragon from 1992. And that's what I got. What about you, Virus?
Robert Ginty, he's on some post-apocalyptic films. I will say that is not him on the cover. I'm just going to let you guys know that right away. So it's kind of a bait and switch a little bit.
Another Mad Max wannabe cover?
He was in Warrior of the Lost World in 1983.
Yeah, I believe he was also in... the fuck else was he in? He was in some truck movie. I don't know. He was in The Retaliator as a cyborg action movie. He was
in Loverboy with what's-his-face McDreamy from that show there.
The Moody's Doctor.
McDreamy.
And he was in Program to Kill.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't he in Battle Truck? Wasn't he in Battle Truck, too, as well, I believe?
What's the other name of that one?
Wow, big fans here. Yeah, cool.
Believe it or not, he was in Exterminator 2.
He was in Savage Streets.
He's in a lot of shit.
Yeah, he is. He's in a lot of movies. This movie, I don't know. I saw it once a long time ago. I've always liked the cover. The cover for the second one's a little bit better, but this cover's always reminded me of, I don't know, it's a little seedy and weird. It reminded me of those detective magazines from the early 80s that came out. You remember those? Very strange and rapey and S&M-y, you know?
I really wanted to watch part two, but I guess better watch this one first.
Well, hey, maybe we could do part two, depending on how good this one goes. But yeah, Robert Ginty is a Vietnam vet in this movie, and he's an
Rolling Thunder.
Yeah, that was it. Rolling Thunder. Or wait, what's that? Oh, we watched Rolling Thunder.
Yeah, we watched Rolling Thunder.
Oh, that was the depressing movie, right?
Yeah, was the depressing Vietnam.
William Devane.
You seen that one, Glenn?
I'm pretty sure I must have at some point. I'm honestly drawing a blank on what it's about.
It's with Tommy Lee Jones and William Devane, and it's a very bleak film about coming home from Vietnam and not being treated right. In a nutshell,
like Born on the 4th of July.
No, not that bad. He was treated fine. He was just a crybaby in that movie. fucking, he was a soldier in that movie. Fucking Tom Cruise just turned into a hippie crybaby in that movie. So.
My rights!
Shut up, stupid. All right. You guys ready to fucking go?
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
All right.
Yeah!
You never Mark.
Introduced everybody, did you?
Oh, no, Mona, you didn't introduce me, but do it, Mona. Come on.
God damn it. I don't remember everyone's name. I'm on drugs.
Mona's here. Willis is here. Glenn's here. Fires is here. And I'm here. All right. 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
All right. On the count of 3, 2, 1, we'll go. 3, 2, 1, and go.
Oh.
I saved you, Mona.
Yeah, you did. Hey, I ordered a new PC.
Jamona.
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 Jamona. disappointment. Pepper jelly.
Oh, look at that. He really flew. Jesus.
Fuck yeah, explosions.
You gotta love any movie that starts out like that.
Right.
You don't need a reason, just, you know, there you go.
Yeah. Just napalming him. It's real fire, by the way, folks.
It's gamma rays.
It's great, man.
Willis! Oh, there goes Willis.
Oh.
Hey, Willis, why was the black man always Willis, why was the black man always the heavy machine gunner in Vietnam?
I don't know.
I'm just asking you, bro. Maybe you had some...
Oh, wait, he's not dead yet.
All right, so everyone would target him first, and, you know, all the white people could run away.
You know what?
That sound about right.
Oh, I was going to say something about being able to lift or carry heavy armor, but never mind.
I'm just going with that.
Yeah. Went all racist. He's shooting guns. Jeez.
Heavy guns. Mountains are racist.
Ooh, or King.
We must cancel Mona.
They're canceled King the Conqueror.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I heard that. That made me laugh, honestly.
The black dude's been in a ton of shit. Steve James.
Is that
American
Steve James?
Ninja. Yeah, American Ninja.
Oh, no, they're surrounded.
They're surrounded by three.
And there's the obligatory Asian man that's in every fucking movie.
Yep.
He was in.
What's
he got
his
beat.
Name?
He got blown up.
And it's not
up.
The other guy, James Wong. It's him.
Yeah.
Or Lee Vang.
He got a. He's the guy who got killed by an arrow from Rambo 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you who he is right now.
That guy right there?
Yeah.
Chetty Joe.
He's been in everything.
Looks like the Vietnamese man who just set up my refrigerated air.
Oh yeah, how is your refrigerated air?
Rachel won't turn it on, so I don't know.
Why?
She says it's too cold still. Oh!
Okay, that was the easiest head slice I've ever seen in my life.
That's a really sharp knife.
Wow, that's a...
Nice!
Mmm, jelly. Hungry.
That's a knife.
That's a donut. That's an effect right there.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Ain't lingering on it, too.
I show you, white man. You mess with me, I cut your friend neck. When you attack, I fuck your white wife.
I had to take a look to make sure that wasn't what's his face. Our boy from the movie we watched that we called up.
That's what I thought too.
Oh, look. Look at that. It's a nice. Look, there you go. Give the black man the heavy machine gun again.
Yep.
Willis? Is that still Willis?
Yeah, Willis didn't die. He just got blown off the hill, but he didn't die.
Just being the hero.
That's George Chung.
George Chung.
He's in everything from fucking Rush Hour, Starsky and Hutch, Austin Powers, Mortal Kombat.
Generic Asian villain number one.
Yeah. He's actually in a documentary from 2014 called Awesome Asian Bad Guys. I need to see that. Nudie, get it up on Plex.
Yeah, I'll be right on it.
If you can find it.
Man, I want to see the daggone Robert Englund documentary that's coming out soon.
He's got a house over here. You know.
The guy who got garroted was also in a lot of shit, too. Lethal Weapon 4, They Live, Star Trek 3, Big Trouble in Little China, Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift. A lot of stuff.
A lot of
did
shit.
A lot of stunt work, too.
Yep.
Drown him!
Step on the back of his head.
Shoot him.
Yeah, don't just shoot him. Come on.
That's weak. That's cheap heat.
I'm tired.
I actually got some good effects in this so far.
So far. It's almost
it's
looks
a
like
big
the same.
Budget driving
okay,
movie
maybe was. Not that skeleton in the helicopter there. But
I know, right?
I don't know. Plastic skeleton's a little.
This looks like the same set that killed Vic Morrow.
get it to really the chopper.
Got the same stunt coordinator. I'm not working with that guy ever again. Yeah, they put a lot of money into this movie.
Wow.
Shitty.
Rolling.
They're getting to the chopper for sure.
Yep. I wonder if they took that guy's head with them.
No, they're not predators.
Nah,
just they gotta give his wife something to bury.
Yeah, here you go.
Years.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh yes, oh. Threw an M80 at him.
Death for dishonor.
Death for dishonor.
That's a good movie too.
You know what's a good one? Southern Comfort. Mm. Anybody seen that?
Never seen it. I've always heard about
long,
it.
Long ago.
I'll have to check that
and
one
of course,
out.
The one we did, Uncommon Valor. That's fucking awesome.
What did you guys do Monday?
Afterbirth? Antibirth? Antibirth.
Tuesday, not Monday.
Or Tuesday, yeah. I don't know.
Hot mess.
It was pretty bad.
Antibirth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so they're just shooting fucking firecrackers at everybody.
I love that flak jacket. Army issue flak jacket, just written on it with like a pen.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
it had a good cast, but it wasn't that good.
I'm back in America. The nice music.
America.
Like Randall. Everything's okay.
It would have been cool, though, to go see all these movies back in the grindhouse days, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just being able to go to the theater all the time, and all these movies were coming out, like a dime a dozen, all these fucking pretty awesome movies in the 80s.
Man.
The great thing would be, even if they sucked, you know, there were so many coming out, it would just be a matter of like, okay.
Yeah.
See it 1 week, forget about it, next week see something else that might have been better.
And it was only like $3 to watch their movies back then.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher George, he's great, too.
Yeah.
Gosh, you guys like 100?
Yeah. What's the point?
I'm asking if you're 100.
What's
There's
the
no
point?
I'm asking a question.
We said we were. You're not far behind us. You're 90, so stop it.
I came back from Vietnam just to find me a Vietnamese wife. I make
that's how we got the international district over here.
I know.
Edited by Corky.
She makes me egg rolls and some stir-fried zucchini.
I work just on all races tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Going to get us canceled.
All races tonight.
I make her wear a straw hat and do the gardening outside. All those memories come fading back to me in time.
Oh, Byers, you're a very good country singer.
What'd you say?
You're a very good country singer.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Sounds like John DeHart.
No, I'm better than John.
I think people thought that guy was him in the beginning.
I'm better than John DeHart.
We gotta do his movie with him on it so we can have a commentary.
Ooh, ask him if he could do a split.
Make my wife shave her head and fuck me in the thigh. I don't know where this came from.
Fuck you in the thigh.
What the hell? I'm just thinking of words.
It's a new way of getting pegged, huh?
I'm just hodgepodging.
Make sure I said, fuck me till I die. Fuck me till I die.
Then I'll eat some apple pie.
Then I'll eat some apple pie. Fuck me in the thigh. What the hell?
Now I'm working on the docks with my friends. Slinging apples and bananas. Fuck.
Oh, stop. Crying.
Yep. Gotta love the product placement.
I'm holding in the chipmunk laughs. Stop.
Oh, look, he got a buddy with his butt, job with his buddy. Oh. Or is that just
delivering
his buddy?
White Rock.
I know.
The director wrote The Astrologer, which is supposed to be like one of the worst movies around. What is first? He was uncredited.
That's how you decompress from shooting some Vietnamese, I guess, huh? In the real world.
Yep.
Oh, here they come. The old mafiosos.
Is that what they're supposed to be?
Apparently.
Big Bubba Rogers.
Yeah.
They look like coppers.
They don't look like the mafiosos from the Black Gestapo. I like those guys.
We gotta revisit Blaxploitation.
We do. Yeah,
we gotta do some more Dolomite.
Yeah.
Why, did you guys already do that?
I never
did Dolomite. We did a Dolomite, I thought.
Yeah, we did Dolomite. We got to do the Human Tornado.
Did we do it on this show or on Gary's show?
We did that. I think we did that on Gary's show. That's when they kept on showing.
Do it here.
We kept on seeing the boom mic, and we kept on laughing every time we saw the boom mic.
Look at these punk rockers.
Look at those boots. I had those. I sold them at the yard sale.
Yeah.
Did you have those wristbands too? Those gauntlets?
Hey, that's,
I have them right now.
Kerwin, what's his name? He was in the Friday the 13th in the diner.
My youth is in a box in the closet.
Dude, Nudie, that Southern Comfort, Powers Booth, Fred Ward, Keith Carradine, TK Carter from The Thing.
Yeah, great cast.
The
Thang. We need to watch that movie, bro. My next pick. My own off restriction.
No, it's not your turn yet. You picked 5 movies in a row.
Oh, look at that guy. There's that ugly guy, remember?
Yeah. Moan is in charge. Yeah, he was in Friday the 13th. In the diner scene. Yeah.
He looks like Richard Kiel's son.
Right?
Just smaller.
Here you go, Michael. This week there's a little raise. You're a good worker. I wish you could be more. Thank you, Mr. Hall.
A little raise. Probably gave him like $5.
I know.
Back then it was worth more. Push this down to stall 34.
I knew I could convince you. Okay, Nudie, I'll get my PC on the 3rd. No more fucking around.
Alright.
I got an Alienware, whatever that means, Dell.
Yeah, I hear they're good. They're more like a gaming unit though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a gaming computer.
Yes. My budget was $2,000, so I said okay.
Well, I'm sure it'll work well for podcasting and stuff.
Oh no, don't fuck with Vietnam vets like that. You know better than that.
You got the ultimate gaming PC.
I did, and I don't even game.
Hey, if it's powerful enough to game, it's powerful enough to do everything else.
Perfect.
See, you can just get yourself a Xbox Live account with the gold.
You don't have to pay for
no games.
Leather Daddy.
I know. Looks like he was in.
Look, even the way he's standing.
Look how
he was in a lot too, but I don't know what
he was an
is.
Extra in Cruising.
That's your favorite movie.
He was in Blue Oyster and Police Academy.
Yeah.
Is his name Chicken Pimp?
Chicken Pimp. Hey, it's a guy from the Beastie Boys that died.
I think he was in Mark for Death.
Oh, yes, he picks him up like a fucking pearl.
That was awesome. Just like, yeah.
Well, you ruined all the beer. I'm taking it out of your check.
After I gave you $1.
Like I told you, that's not the guy on the cover.
Never is.
Thanks. Saved his ass again.
Any movie where you can have the line, get rid of these turkeys and clean this up, that's a great movie right there.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it's true.
I think the leader guy, he was in Raw Deal with Schwarzenegger and Mark for Death. Yeah, sure. And he was in Splash. I think it's the guy.
You know what those birds are called? Tell them, Mona.
Dinner!
Those are called wings.
Roof chicken.
Roof chicken.
Roof chicken.
It's some fine eatings.
I thought the cats were roof chicken.
Oh, I thought birds were. But hey, same thing, right? I just know that I'm not eating at Ho-Ho's in your neighborhood. Hey, it's the apartment.
Should eat at Ho-Ho's.
It's the apartment from Dawn of the Dead. Seems like it.
Hmm?
T-Birds.
Fire it up. Fire it up. I heard the remake for that is finally going into production. Boy, okay? The Crow.
I'll watch it.
Same. I won't expect much, but I will watch it.
Got to be better than The Crow 2 and 4.
Yeah.
And 3.
I liked 3. Don't shit
three
on
was,
that.
3 wasn't too bad, I mean.
Which one was 3?
When it was Kirsten Dunst and Fred Ward.
Oh, I don't think I've seen it.
Is that Nick Cage? Oh, they're jumping his ass. Hey, Cholo.
Is that the leather daddy back for revenge?
Oh, no.
Ow.
Did you hear his back crack?
Poor Willis.
Wow, wow, hey, good boy.
No, that's actually Willis being held right there.
What are you doing here? That was Willis back in 1980.
Willis has a white dad.
Willis?
Boy, do you got my big old head.
That was the last time Willis had hair.
I still got hair. I just cut it low.
Oh, on the down low, huh?
Jesus. I cut it low.
That's the fucking Bronx. That's where they film Bronx Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to walk the rest of his life. You know why she's crying? She can't fuck him.
Well, he probably can still fuck. He just won't feel it.
He's all, don't worry, I'll take care of you, soul sister.
Yep. You may not be able to get a boner.
That's true.
I just find it funny he broke his neck from being, like, hit in the back with, like,
oh,
you know.
What if this just did a weird jump?
Yeah.
Yep.
What? What are you doing? Oh, come on.
It did. What the hell?
Hey, we don't need anything like continuity. This is an 80s movie. One
of them's a little guy. There's a beret. Has a beard. Oh, he just, all of a sudden, he just kind of decided to go after him and we missed it. We must have missed something, right?
No, I mean, we're all watching the same thing.
What did you do, Nudie?
I don't know. Like, did maybe the movie missed a scene?
You cut out scenes on purpose because you hate us.
Huh? Yeah, that's what I did. I took my time
oh, well,
to
it's
it
the same day. He said earlier this morning, second. Got mugged.
Yeah. I didn't realize Steve James was in the Warriors.
Must have been a...
He died at 42 years old of pancreatic cancer.
Aw. I wonder why we didn't see him no more.
Yeah, he died young.
I liked him in American Ninja.
His last two films were the pilot for the TV series Mantis, which aired on Fox just a few weeks after his death, and Blood Fist 5 Human Target with Don the Dragon Wilson.
Blood Fist 5.
Yeah, there's like 10 of them.
Mantis was a pretty good show back in the day.
It was.
I'm not lying to you.
I don't remember. Was it about a car?
Oh, there we go.
Superhero?
They got Che Guevara on their fucking wall.
It was the superhero. It was,
He was all dark, right?
He was the black guy that had the robotic suit because he couldn't walk.
All right, yeah. Yeah, I remember now.
Mm-hmm. You mean War Machine?
It didn't last for
pretty much.
Didn't last the whole
season.
Was
that
scary
big guy with the beanie?
Yeah, it kind of
That's
did.
The guy from Friday the 13th.
Yeah, we were talking about... He's kind of got a form of gigantism.
His name is Erwin Keyes. He died at 62. He was in a ton of shit, too. But yeah, he was in the diner scene on Friday the 13th.
So just for continuity purposes, it seems
Patty?
Like... Well, he did get out of the guy. Oh, look, she's just walking around with droopy titties. Those are great.
Droopy titties? Is that what you said?
Droopy titties.
Oh. Some teardrops.
Fucking animal. Hey, boom! Do it, guys! I blow your fucking head off!
He looks like a just tall midget.
Yeah, I know, huh?
You're making a mistake, man!
The smart thing to do in this situation would be to pull a Devil's Rejects and just kill everybody.
He's all throwing the bitches. Throwing the bitches out.
Don't even let them go. Just take them out.
Oh.
I'm laughing. He's doing this while they're playing Disco Inferno.
Why does he look like Paul McCartney? Look at him.
He's his half brother.
I'm sorry about this, Courtney.
Shit, man, that guy is just a nigga.
Uh-oh.
Fuck,
get it now.
Blow his face off.
Friend, you motherfucker.
Yeah! Good pick, Mona.
I'll take him back and cook him, too.
Mona.
Now we gotta get Mona. We got... I got two things on Mona's fucking Christmas list. An Exterminator shirt and a Black Gestapo shirt.
I wish. You think I'm not going to wear those?
I know you'd wear them.
Even to the lunches.
Lunch in the parks. I don't know if you guys know this, but a little behind the scenes, Mona does lunch in the parks for the city in the summer.
Hand out lunches to children.
She does. And she's going to wear a Black Gestapo shirt while doing it.
Hey, that movie's misunderstood.
It is. It's a great
movie.
It got
me banned on Facebook.
Yeah, it did.
How?
Because
it had the word Black and Gestapo in it, so they banned me. I was like, you motherfuckers. You can't put anything about movies on there. They ban
you
for everything.
Look at their name.
About anything.
Look at their. Yeah. You see their name? It's Ghetto Ghouls.
I got in trouble for saying fucking Mexican.
Yeah, that's really bad.
and dick punch. What do
you mean? I got banned for talking about the plot of Scream 2.
Oh my God.
Well,
they banned me.
It's okay. I got blocked and banned from some other podcast group because they said Scream sucked.
Yeah, I'm sure you're all upset about it.
Ghetto Ghouls. That's a good name right there. That's the name of their gang. They have it on their jackets, too.
That's going to be my gang now.
Ghetto Ghouls. That's a good punk rock band, though.
Well,
the Ghetto Pepper Jelly.
Peasant Jelly.
Yeah, we're all jelly.
Disappointment, peasant jelly.
we're all disappointed that we're not jelly in the band. In the gang, not the band. I'm fucking high.
I knew you were high.
How did you know?
Because you weren't making sense earlier.
I got to be high to be with you. What are you talking about? I wasn't making sense. What did I say?
Remember that one thing? You remember.
No, what were you talking about?
That one thing, Nudy.
One thing. Before the show, after what? When?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember.
Hey, look. Here they come again.
They're coming back for their $73.42.
I hate when guys losing their hair comb their hair like that. It's so annoying. Just shave it, stupid.
What do you want to do? They didn't shave their heads back then.
Maybe he likes his hair like that. Yeah.
That's fine if he does. I don't.
Well, then don't look at him.
Reminds me of a grocery manager or something.
Close your eyes when he's on screen.
Moon Mullins and Buck Rogers.
You remember Buck Rogers?
Yeah, I remember Buck Rogers. I fucked him in the 60s.
I just spoke to Washington.
Excuse us. Excuse us.
It's like he didn't take the cigar out of his mouth.
Oh, it's
he's
not like, just the cigar.
He's like, I can't wait for you to join me outside.
I like how we had a country song start a movie in New York.
What's the matter, you?
Yeah, that made no sense whatsoever. A 4 cent drop for the next 6 months.
Yikes.
He don't look young. He looks like he's in his 50s.
Yeah.
Can't they do something about it? They are doing something about it. They're giving you a warning that could save us a lot of aggravation.
Nice music.
I know. It's all 70s porno. All eating your pussy out all slow, slow motion.
Picking the hair out of your teeth.
Yeah.
Cosmic ducks?
There was some good porn in the 70s.
Yeah, there was.
They were actually...
Candy strippers?
They were just, like, they were actually like movies. Like, they had plot.
Yeah, they were.
They weren't just... people fucking because they walk into the bedroom.
Look at that lady. Like that. She's fucking three sheets to the wind.
Jeez.
Yeah. I don't think she's a paid extra. Nope. Well, she like, shit ain't good. Why are you on break again? I only know
one of them candy. So fucking sleepy.
She looks like Fonda's tired, Willis.
She looks like when Willis takes fucking allergy pills before he podcasts.
Yeah, that happened one time.
He didn't even drink that drink. He died young too, Christopher George.
Yeah.
Cancer.
Remember when he was in Playgirl?
No.
But you don't?
I remember him in American
Playgirl. What the fuck are you reading?
What are you? Don't fucking
now we question
know.
My
knowledge. Hey, listen.
You just came I'm out right them. Now, ladies and gentlemen.
No, don't question my knowledge about movies.
No. Not the movie, Playgirl, and who was in it.
That's the name of the movie.
No, he was in Playgirl, and I brought it up doing an Android Vision because he was in City of the Living Dead or Pieces, one of the two. Or he was in Enter the Ninja as well. And when I was researching him, I was like, that motherfucker, it says he was in Playgirl.
Uh-oh.
Get a little white man pee-pee.
A little earthworm.
I'm going to send it to you, Mona.
Oh.
Mona doesn't like little white man pee-pee. It's funny in pieces.
A little pee-pee and in a long time.
Graduation day. Mortuary. A lot of shit. Enter the Ninja, though. He's great.
Oh, look at that. That's when hookers knew how to dress.
So you know. The Living Dead.
That now they just Willis. Fucking wear Raiders fucking jerseys and $5 fucking sweats from fucking.
Oh, no, they still look like Fana. That on Central. It's couple. Getting warmer.
Yeah. You got to get them early in the day, huh?
Yeah.
Before they're all dirtied up.
Exactly.
Good days. Wednesday mornings. What kind of shit
is this, man? Yes.
Man, come on, man.
This is entrapment, man.
Where am I now?
You're in the jungle, baby.
Poor hooker.
I don't understand. I've never seen this place before. Nobody ever take me here.
Oh, don't worry. This isn't a prison. This is just my, you know, my back room.
All right.
What did she do?
What do you want?
I want the person who killed the ghouls.
I don't know about that. I can't tell you.
What was she in? She's in a bunch of movies, too.
I don't think so. I don't recognize her at all. Remember City of the Living Dead, Willis, when we did that on NFW? We all had, like, different versions of it. I think we each had a version that, like, there's five releases. We all had a different one. My movie ended, like, 10 minutes earlier than you guys. I
just got, like, some...
on here, so I can't tell who she is.
I don't see Hooker.
There's no Hooker on here.
Oh, look at that arm.
Crew.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Collector, party girl number one or party girl number two?
Wait.
All right, we're waiting. Let's see if she's party girl number one. There's no picture. The only movie she did.
Is she? Who's Candy?
And Tina Austin is the other one. Was in The Exterminator, Shacking Up, Simon, and Cocaine Cowboys. So, and she was in Snuff. I don't think it's the same woman.
I'll tell you. There's going to be a picture that's going to turn Mona on, one that's going to... Never mind. But anyways, there you go. Look in the chat, Mona.
Going to turn Willis on?
No. Don't say that. That's fucked up. Just because the dude's eating... Just because the dude's eating fucking watermelon, bro. That's fucked up.
Oh, I didn't see the picture. You know what you're doing, you fucker.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Play innocent now.
There you go,
oh,
Mona.
Oh, no. How sad. It is a little sad little white man pee-pee.
Maybe he's a grower.
No.
Why does he look like he got fluffed?
He's just kicking it.
It's just funny as shit.
There's a seed on his leg.
Poor guy.
That's what's going to bother me, and I'm not going to be able to masturbate to it. Sorry. It's that seed.
Let's see if I can find you another one. I'll find you another one, Mona.
Okay. She's not a fan of the seed.
Mm-mm.
He was married to the blonde chick from Enter the Ninja, Linda George. Mm-hmm. So she must have liked his little wee-wee.
Yeah, maybe he was a grower.
Maybe she was small.
Yeah, well, it works out for me and Rachel.
She was small. Shit. I think he passed away at a kind of young age, too. Cancer 52. From smoking, I think.
There you go, Mona. You'll never look at watermelon the same again.
Oh, great.
No, he died of a heart attack. So he was married to the chick that yelled, "Bastard!"
Ooh.
Damn movie.
Can he not get a boner?
Can't you find a picture of his boner?
No, he didn't care. He wanted to go flaccid. This is what you get. You're window shopping. He's all petting his dog. His dog's all looking at it.
Out? I know.
He's got his wiener out and he's petting his dog. Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome to the 70s.
Pre or post peanut butter?
Yeah, he is who he is.
I would even pose for pictures like that.
Because it was the 70s.
Yeah, right, Nudie. You probably have a bunch of pictures with you naked and your cats just hanging out.
Yeah, my cat's sleeping right next to my balls.
He wouldn't handle more balls if that happened. The cat would scratch the hell out of him.
The black cat, maybe. The black cat's mean.
Oh, Nudie's eating a tuna sandwich and the tuna falls on his dick. Come here, kitty, eat it off.
Yeah, hey, at least I don't put peanut butter on my balls and have Bruce lick it like you.
That's not true. That's what's funny about you is it's true. Mine's not. It's not. It's not funny.
It's true. All you did pay me heavily for the video. So
did I tell you, cameraman Andy from Android Vision convinced me to fucking watch the goddamn Limited Loveless dog fucking video. I was so fucking traumatized. So you
oh my
dick.
God.
The why? Not shocked by much. Or traumatized by much, but that one fucked me up for good night.
You ain't seen nothing until you seen that.
Even worse, the whole movie Plank for Mangoes.
I love that movie.
Oh, of course.
It's Mona's favorite.
Terrible.
I love John Waters. My favorite is Desperate Living.
That movie is just,
I like,
Nasty for no reason.
She made us watch Anti-Birth.
Yeah.
You could have closed your eyes.
We did close our eyes at one point when we was watching Pink
when
that, for
that woman vomited. I was closing
no, when
my
she
eyes
was eating the shit.
Choking. No, no, I'm talking about Anti-Birth. The vomit came out
well,
my eyes.
Well, you guys can't stop talking about it, so I don't know.
It's worse than fried berry. That says
he's just
taking,
so he's just
I
taking
love fried berry.
He's just taking a shit.
Yeah, the guy had to make sure the bathroom was empty for him.
Ooh, I'm still trying to find the hooker. She's nowhere.
he's no Peter Steele, huh, Mona?
No way.
Oh, he didn't check the bathroom. The bathroom garbage. I think the hooker was listed under Party Girl. She only did this one movie if it was the first girl.
The singer of Typo Negative did play girl as well.
Yes, we know. You've posted that dick a lot.
It's Mona's favorite.
He's always posting that penis.
I don't think I've ever posted that one.
In I don't chats, think you I have a favorite penis.
She likes all penis.
No, I don't like all
penis. Penis, penis, penis. Mona loves the penis.
I do love penis, but not all of them.
Look at this guy. He's just a regular old espionage.
He thinks he's Solid Snake from Metal Gear Solid.
I'm not gay no more. I have been delivered.
All the sounds of the outside are coming in now. Just throw them off. Please let it be a 10th floor. Please let it be a 10th floor.
I'm not gay no more. I am delivered. I don't like men no more.
The hell are the fuck you get this shit for?
Women, women, women. I said women. I'm not gay. I would not date a man. I would not tear a purse. I would not put on makeup. I will love a woman.
Oh, yeah, look at that. It's a meat grinder.
It's hamburger time.
I love long pig.
The Punisher game, you could do all that kind of shit to people on there. When it came out for the original Xbox.
Who hired you?
So he got the mafia boss.
He's about to get Michael Myers.
Is it just me, or is this like the best Punisher movie that's not a Punisher movie?
Yeah, so far.
it legit is.
Good call, Glenn.
I mean,
just put a goddamn Punisher skull on him.
Yeah.
Oh, this might have came before the Punisher, so.
Yeah.
They stole it from this guy.
That comic Caputo, that fucking.
Actually, the Punisher came out in the 70s in the comic book in an issue of Spider-Man.
Thanks, Willis.
You're welcome.
We're watching that Robo Vampire now.
Oh yeah.
What was that movie we watched? No, Robo not Vampire? Robo Vampire. No, the one with the Asian guy in the prison that was all fucking weird.
Oh, Riccio.
Riccio, yeah. I love that movie. It's so fun.
I might have been pricky these guys, Judy.
Pricky.
Ricky O, the story of Ricky.
The first time I ever saw that movie was on Android Vision, and he fucking had a movie that ended 20 minutes early.
I know!
No, I can't see the end. And then we did it again. We did it on one of our shows, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the dude from the guild, convinced him to let us do Trick or Treat from 1986.
Oh, that's great.
October on the big screen. So we're going to do that.
Yay!
Fucking 250 bucks, though. You know that?
Really?
To show it? Yeah.
I love Edgar.
Yeah, I'm learning a lot.
There's been rumors of Blu-ray coming out, but I've not heard anything since. Very strong video is supposed to release in blue.
Okay, hold it.
There's a cheap ass DVD that's been up there.
Oh shit!
It looks like a TV version.
Fucking whore!
You fucking whore! Ain't surprised he say you fucking moolie.
You're right, Glenn. This is a goddamn fucking Punisher movie, bro.
It totally is. I just love the fact, though, that, you know, where his main thing is like if you lied to me, like, I'll be back. It's not a fact of, you know, like, go ahead, lie to me. I'll kill you anyway. As he stares right at the camera.
Right.
Breaks the fourth wall and everything, you know.
I'm sitting here laughing because Rolling Stone just did an article online of the best TV theme songs of all time. And guess what number one is?
What?
Let me guess. Sanford and Son.
Close. That was number three. Number one. Number one is the Jeffersons.
Well, oh my God. Moving on up.
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of agree with that.
And number
that's
two
kind
was,
of an awesome song.
Number two was a tie between the Brady Bunch and Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island. Brady Bunch can eat a chode.
And number three was Sanford and Son.
People like eating chodes.
I liked the Ropers theme. Remember the spinoff from Three's Company?
That didn't even make the list. The Roper joint.
Was there really a spinoff called the Ropers?
This is the theme.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, that was my favorite theme. Off the Ropers.
It could be the theme opening to this show from now on.
Yeah, right? Welcome to the Taylor Swift Podcasting Network.
NFW needs an intro song, that could be it.
Alright, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. Do it! Perfect.
Set him up.
The dog.
Just punch him in the nose.
Just grab his balls. Dogs hate that.
No, man. Dude, you use it, man. I'm still thinking of that.
Butt. Don't run off.
Oh, yes, they will.
Oh, yeah, I do pop him in the nose real hard. That's it. But that's it in his monkey ass.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
That was on the list, too, somewhere.
That's a great song for a TV show.
I was shocked that the Batman theme song from the old TV show wasn't on here. Wasn't not the Incredible Hulk either. Mr. Rogers was number five.
We don't talk about the Incredible Hulk theme.
Yeah.
Well, Black, is that depressing?
almost, that was the LeBron episode that almost ended the show.
When Nudie and Benham got to a fight on the show, it was Mona's first show, and
awkward.
It was so fucking awkward, and then like everybody is quiet, and I started playing the Incredible Hulk piano theme.
And I told him he was an asshole and left.
Yeah, he's like, you're an asshole. And he fucking hung up on the podcast, and we were all, where the fuck did Nudie go?
And then he doesn't even record the fucking apology.
I told you not to fuck with me.
Oh my god.
Mr. Bill! Oh, look at that fucking. Look at that Italian hamburger. That's a meatball, huh?
That's a spicy meatball.
They should have added some clothes to it, though. Like, the guy was wearing clothes.
Yeah. That would have cost too much money.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, this meat's really stringy. I wonder what's going on.
This meat tastes like garlic. Fried oregano.
Yeah, fuck LeBron James. Almost killed the show.
Well, I thought it was great. LeBron? It was a wonderful, growing moment.
What? Venom was trying to say LeBron James was better than Michael Jordan?
I don't know. It was nothing like I don't know.
No.
I don't remember. He said Nudie, something.
Nudie said, fuck LeBron James, and Venom insinuated that Nudie was low-key racist.
Why? Because he was black or some shit like that. And
a lot of people don't like LeBron James. They ain't that new.
I was in a pissy mood, and he struck the wrong chord, and that was it.
A lot of people don't like him.
I don't get mad easily, but I was fucking mad that night.
Yeah, you got pissed, man. I was like, shit, fucking Nudie's pissed.
I didn't say a word like half the episode, and Virus kept trying to fucking tweak me. And I'm like, can you shut the fuck up?
Even black people be bad at LeBron. That ain't nothing new.
No, I don't know. He just basically called me a racist or something. And I think I said he should just shut up and play basketball. And he said something that basically was calling me a racist, and I got pissed off. I don't think I'm having but that's in the past. I don't even know what number episode that was.
My first one on here.
Yeah.
Did we air that episode?
Way to break you in. It was the basketball episode, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Here we go. The boring part of the movie where they played. Break it up.
Start singing the country song again.
Sing. Oh,
never mind. I like making Italian meatballs with mafia bosses on the side.
Some movies like this, like Vice Squad, stuff. It's just so seedy New York. They did like Angel, the Angel movies.
Oh, that was a good one.
I like that movie. I haven't seen the rest of them.
Yeah.
CD New York movies, Taxi Driver, Mean Streets.
Yep. Nice mask.
Yeah, you know when he locks the door behind you and there's padding on it, not a good thing. Or maybe a good thing, you never know. That's our specialty around here.
Jesus Christ.
Danny DeVito from, over here.
It's a guy from whatchamacallit, part 2 to Human Centipede 2.
Yeah, it looks a little bit like him, yeah.
Oh, I couldn't finish that movie. It made me sick. It was weird.
I love that movie.
Human Centipede 2?
Yeah. It's the best of the series.
It made me nauseous. No, I like it the first really one. Good. I love it.
Third one is trash.
Oh, yeah. It's awful.
Terrible.
I haven't seen the third one.
Don't bother.
I think I just watched it to see Brie Olsen naked. I don't think she even got naked in the movie.
Ha ha, shit.
Oh no.
She was like the irony of porn star that didn't get naked. Go get your toy. That guy's been in a lot of shit too, the bald guy.
Oh no.
Oh,
what's he
yeah.
doing with Vaseline and a screwdriver? Look away, Mona. I'll tell you when to look back.
That ain't no screwdriver.
Oh, that's a heat gun.
That's a soldering gun. Iron, yeah.
Oh no.
Oh come
that
on.
That ain't
cool. Got a tattoo.
They could have pulled an Exorcist TV show with it and just shoved it up there.
Or Sleepaway Camp.
That's what I thought was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Nope.
I don't know what that guy's name was.
You gotta love this. We'll go to a nice romantic place. It's a rock covered in, like, you know, graffiti.
I know, right?
So romantic.
Does it say slut on it?
I wouldn't be surprised somewhere.
Chicken boy. That's who that guy was, right?
Aw, que romantico.
They actually using the real eyewitness to use Channel 7 joint. They got this authentic. Found on the floor of a warehouse in the South Bronx, beneath a huge meat grinding machine. Now, police initially presumed this to be a meat grinder. However, a letter dropped off apparently late last night at Eyewitness News indicates another possibility. I quote from the letter: "The people of New York have been terrorized by criminals for too long. Politicians have stood idly by." This basically is the fucking Punisher.
Hey, look at the chat, Nudie. Our
lives. Oh boy.
No, it's not bad. I promise you.
Every time you say that, I get nightmares.
No, I promise you this time. It's for
this time.
You too, Glenn. Look at your chat.
Okay.
The Roper's intro. Not necessarily.
Judy Connery.
Yes. Watching The Exterminator. Campaign promises, for example. An administration that hasn't brought about law and order. She likes Mike Connery. He gets her moist. I asked you if you could take care of it. On date night, I talk in my Connery voice for 2 hours. Until she just squirts everywhere. Yeah, Mona's a squirter, for those that don't know.
Crickets.
They're all masturbating now. It's like, what's happening? Hey, I just saw a trans guy. This must be the first trans on film.
No.
No. That was Pink Flamingos?
Ridiculous. Yeah. No. It's a drag queen.
Huh?
Old school New York. Super old what? School New York.
Hi. Oh, hi. Want a date?
Going out? $20 for me, $5 for the room.
$20, damn.
$15 for me.
That's cheap.
Yep.
She almost like Heather Graham. $20. Don't she? She almost like Roller Girl.
You're far away, yeah. Where's the room? From over here, yeah.
The black dude staring at her ass.
You playing the porno music.
Sing it, Virus. He's yelling.
He's doing something. Something evil.
You probably know the rules.
Wow.
Wow. $10 deposit. They'll give you back $5 if you're out on time.
That's a sexy
Clean
voice
sheets,
right
$5
there.
Extra $5 deposit Ooh. On the sheets.
Cap.
You want the sheets?
You want the sheets?
Oh. On the sheets.
Oh, yeah. Who's that guy?
$5 for the sheets and a $5 deposit. Like, they what are they going to do? Steal sheets?
Yes,
I love the fact
they
didn't spell sheets right.
Right?
Porna?
Here you go. Here's the sheets.
They got the sheets.
Fall down, dude.
They got the enchiladas. Damn enchiladas.
Have a good time.
You want the sheets? Back to his porno bag.
It's nudie.
Want the sheets?
At a motel.
I love that on the back of the door it says no spitting on the floor.
Yeah, but
I just
love
the
right.
Exactly. Yeah, that's fine. But spitting, hell no.
You can come on my carpet, but don't split your fucking fingernails on the floor.
Where were you taking a dump?
No, I had to grab dinner real quick.
Get your own water.
I'm actually drinking a muscle milk.
Yeah, muscle be milk. Careful with that. That shit full of fucking salt.
A lot of sodium.
230 milligrams.
That's a lot.
No sugar, though. 25 grams of protein.
But you can make sugar with sodium.
Yeah, I've been drinking a lot of these. Zero sugars. Is that what you want? Dirty stories. He's like, no, I would just want to be held.
No, he's just trying to figure out who's going to be his next victim.
Hey, Nudie, I heard what happened. Did they just, they're passing in Florida.
I wouldn't do what they wanted.
What?
They're doing death penalties for,
Chesters.
Oh, they should. Anybody that fucks with a kid doesn't deserve to breathe.
True that.
Everybody hates Florida because they're a conservative state, but then they pass a cool law like that. How could you not hate them?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what people are going to do? Be like, people are still going to bitch about Florida and be like, what, do you support child molesters? They're going to get all pissed off.
That's totally, yeah.
Oh, look at that. Hollow points, baby. He ain't fucking around.
Yeah.
Where do you have time to do all this? Is he even go to work?
Not anymore.
His life is just revenge.
Yeah.
It's consumed him.
He paralyzed his buddy.
Yep. Who we've never seen again after.
I know, yes, right? We don't know if he died or not.
Vigilante.
I'll put it to you. If anybody paralyzed any of you guys, I would do the same thing.
You would make hollow point bullets for
and
us?
Put mercury poison in them.
Oh, man.
And then fill the top with super glue. Fuck. No, it's just mercury's what they... Yeah. He ain't fucking around. He is the Punisher, man.
Completely.
They should have just named this the Punisher.
He should have. It fits perfectly.
Hey, can I Photoshop those pictures better, Nudie?
Whatever, they look fine to me. They look fine.
He's about to go on a killing spree.
Some more?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bullet smore.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like the best idea to be, putting a blowtorch to a live round, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
All right.
just melting it down a little bit. It's okay.
Yeah, he's an army guy. He knows
as long as the hammer doesn't hit the back, you're good.
That's good. Well, at the very least, we know he's somewhat safe.
I love it.
Is it safe?
Is it safe? What? Is it safe?
Is what safe?
Is it safe? I love that movie. Anybody seen The Marathon Man?
Yeah.
No.
Snap. Real, real long time ago. I remember that scene, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's like the big scene of the movie, that's for sure.
I always just thought, though, you know, shouldn't the guy have just gone like, yes, it's safe?
The movie would have been over too quick.
Exactly. You know, it's like, is it safe?
Oh, yes. It's completely safe, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just...
It's never going to be safer.
Yep.
Woman leaps to death, fleeing armed bandits.
Bandits?
Bandits. Uh-oh, he's got... He pull out his old... His NOM gear.
You're making no sense.
His game belt fit.
Bandits.
Bandits. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I love that it's in foam.
Every guy has one of those, right, guys?
Yeah, yeah.
He has that Dirty Harry gun.
Need to avenge somebody? You guys all have one of those, right?
The closest I get to this is when I pull the silver case that Mona gave me from underneath my bed with my Android Vision makeup in it.
Willis would pull out his duck hunt gun.
Got to get new. Willis, did you ever have an Intertech gun when you were a kid?
Yeah, I had them back in the day. Them joints look real as shit, too.
I know.
So I pulled them off the market.
Yeah.
But I had the ones that had the neon colors on it after they had to change all the guns to not look like guns anymore.
I had a real one. I had an Uzi. So Intertech, they were a now defunct toy company.
That one had an orange bit on the end of it.
They did not have any. They looked like real goddamn guns, and they were battery-powered water guns. And people were getting robbed left and right with them because they look so real. And they're like,
yeah.
Whoops, got to take that off the market. You could buy them on eBay. I wonder how much they are.
I got some at my mom's house. I got the...
I want the real-looking ones.
I don't have the real-looking ones. I got the red joint and the green one.
Get the colored ones and then just, like, paint them. You'll be fine. No one would know.
He'll know.
Then we'll read about your death in the paper.
Yeah.
The news. Who reads the paper?
Yeah.
Oh, man, like my dad.
Local horror show host shot to death while playing a prank with a 80s gun.
Toy gun, yeah.
Which picture is going to be on there?
Wife and kids are on TV. He didn't do nothing.
He's just playing around.
He was a good boy. He didn't do nothing.
See a picture of that pizza I posted? That Dion's Mona?
No.
Oh. Green chili ranch.
Uh-oh, they go that green chili.
I don't like the green chili ranch.
I'm not a big fan of it myself, to be honest with you, but I like the green chili pizza, though.
Anyway, we're just taking care of business. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll take care of some business for you.
Oh, yeah. That's what you do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I love that he's done to
why
all
is that bleaked
trouble?
Out? See that? It's grayed out.
It's blurred out.
Blurred out.
I don't know why. Look it up. Find out what that was.
Probably like some
Christopher George's penis.
Yeah.
No! Don't blur out the penises.
I just find it really funny that, you know, he went to all that trouble making the hollow points and then just set this dude on fire.
Yeah.
His
ass alive.
Well, I have no problem with that. No problem at all.
He deserves it more than anybody else.
Oh, he shot him right in the upper thigh.
He should have moved it over about an inch and a half and he'd be fine.
Oh, he's just torturing people. What a piece of shit. He's just giving him his dignity back, all right?
Looks like Jesus.
Oh, no.
Little ribs.
He's like, here's the knife. Do some work.
Yeah. Here you go. You take this and you do the John Wayne Gacy to him.
He's like, RoboCop, stay in school.
Talk to strangers.
Stay out of trouble.
I hated that second goddamn movie.
Like going home with old man.
Should have listened to your mom.
Remember, winners don't do drugs.
We're only human, Lewis.
Man, I love.
Hey, look at those pictures of Christopher George behind him.
No, those penises are too big. Those penises are way too big.
How dare you put this picture?
That would have been funny if they did that, though.
Yay, dicks!
That would have been a funny. Prank that pull on him if they did put that picture up there.
He was convicted twice and served a total of 18
months. Fuck, there you go. Cooked him.
Well, no loss there. The fireman said it's like that every time someone falls asleep. He was convicted twice and got 18 months.
Oh. No, he's not in Florida now.
No.
No.
He's just still bleeding.
This is a senator.
Of course. Well,
that's about right, yeah.
Naturally.
It makes perfect sense.
Totally.
Toads.
Totally, man.
Wouldn't it be great if the CIA just called me like, yeah, just leave this guy alone. He's doing a better job than you are.
The exterminator case. Yeah, he left his number. Thanks, Steve.
This guy, the king of the grindhouse movies. He didn't care what he fucking started, as long as they paid him.
What the hell is he doing with that hot dog?
Gonna cook it. It's connected to the light, so you can cook them.
Oh, man.
He's practicing.
The meatpacking plant. There's another fucking Playboy Playgirl joke.
Look, you got a bun from behind the books. It's just buns hanging out behind the books.
Please tell me that's a hot dog from that company.
Is that an actual hot dog cooker? Do they? Is that how they cooked them back in the day?
No, it's something they set up. He's not camping.
That would be amazing.
It would be cool, but no.
Just make your own. You can get one is stealing
it from the army. You think you're going to get a little sex suite for a hot dog? Dripping on his desk.
All sweating. I was going to take some
doing. The computer gave us two. Yeah, back then they didn't have squeeze bottle mayonnaise mustard.
Pardon me, sir. Do you have any great poupon?
Poupon?
Great poupon's good.
Spicy mustard.
Dijon. Good jazz concert Dijon mustard.
All right, I can be there in about 30 minutes.
I love mustard.
I used to hate mustard as a kid. But once I got older, I started liking it.
I always love mustard.
Mustard is so good.
Hot mustard is great.
Hot, cold, I don't care.
All mustards.
Yeah, all mustard.
Granny mustard.
Watery mustard.
Pre-cum mustard, you mean? All
yes.
That liquid, all that liquid that just comes out is pre-cum mustard before you shake it.
Oh, that's the ketchup that does that, not mustard.
Mustard does it too.
Me too.
Oh yeah, you're right, it does. French's mustard is the best, though. For regular mustard.
Just gonna go eat a bottle of mustard now.
Yeah, mustard on crackers.
Powdered mustard on
crackers.
Crackers
can't even afford any cheese. We got mustard and crackers in my house.
Shit, I'm not that depressed. Jeez.
You drinking a Schlitz?
No, he's not.
As I pull out my drugs and get going.
Those are good times when I posed in Playgirl with my dog and watermelon. Smaller penises were more acceptable back then.
What do you think I was, Sarah Lawrence? Do you
mean it? What I meant was I haven't been out with anyone who was in Vietnam before.
I want your jacket.
You know what? The other day I was thinking, I want a fucking fur coat myself with a hoodie. for when I record Android Vision in the winters.
That sounds like a good idea.
Maybe cut the
real fur coat, and then people will throw blood on you.
Cut the sleeves off, maybe.
We're not here. We eat pig. We eat animals here.
Yeah, there's not a big PETA.
Big time.
Yeah,
there's.
When are you gonna do a live Android Vision at the theater?
What do you mean, like streaming?
Like do your show? No, do your show. Like do all your talking and all that shit, and then show the movie, and then come back after and finish it.
Live?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Why not?
I don't know. I like the way it is.
Oh, like then you can stream it.
Stream
the live.
Grandma!
Why are you beating up your grandma, Nudie?
Is that Pauly Shore? Like, I don't know. I think it would be cool. Like, if you like. Did us had a stage over there, and you did the show live, and you could stream it, and you'd have the live crowd. No, I'm saying you had the live crowd. You could stream it, so we could all watch
here,
it.
Then...
And then you watch the movie, come back after, take questions live. That'd be awesome.
Just like Kevin Smith did when he did Clerks Three.
Yeah, I'm not saying what you're doing is not good. I'm saying that would be a kind of a cool thing to do one time.
Yeah. I agree.
When you make it over here.
Yeah, all right. All right. Maybe sometime before I die.
Oh, no.
Oh, is he going to take him out? If you head up again, I'll blow your fucking head off.
Stay right there. Is he going to carjack him?
Jeez. Like you're supposed to be a protector punisher, not you're stealing.
Oh, look,
he's
got his helmet now. Punisher don't protect nobody.
I don't know if you noticed the subtitles a bit back, where it just said, "Oh yeah, it's you know somebody who's in Vietnam."
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
they stole Cheech's car.
They did.
Those are like the guys that stole the TVs from my work the other night. Broke into our work again.
stupid asses stole fucking three TVs, three fucking 5-year-old Samsung TVs with no power cords. We were both fucking idiots. It was a pretty cool car, though.
Not for much longer. It's John Wayne.
Yeah! What the fuck?
See you later, Pauly Shore. It's the Mercury. It made him fly.
Get out of here!
Yep.
Hey, the family truckster.
He's got the ghetto ghouls written on the side of it, Mona. Fucking his ghetto ghouls.
Okay, so this part here, we'll just put a beer truck in the way.
Yeah.
And this next part, we have some construction workers in the way. And how about a drawbridge?
Directed to boxes on the motorcycle to protect them.
Let's finish that motherfucker. Now we'll pretend to crash so we can get that motherfucker.
They got the little dingle balls on there like good Mexicans.
They stole Cheech's car.
I just love the fact that they think that now they're going to be able to, like, take him out. I mean, dude, like, probably now has brain damage. He's probably more dangerous than before.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck my car up!
Man.
Now we're going to play Bumper Cars.
Yeah.
I'm going to say we do need the Exterminator in Albuquerque.
I'm going to say right now that we're going to definitely do Exterminator 2.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think so. I think we should do it next on our next show. What do you think, guys?
It's all right with me.
What about you?
Yeah.
Me four.
A great movie.
Five.
Yeah! No, man!
No blood.
Oh, shit. He's
not a
threat. The whole time. Just pretending. Oh, shit. Arms all hanging out, it's burning.
Disappears like Batman.
They could have totally pulled a Batman scene there. Yeah, just have the smoke and then I'm gone.
Who's this exterminator fella?
They better show the burnt bodies in the car as they pull them out.
I just really wish someone had said, hey, we just put that thing out. What do you think you're doing?
Yeah,
we
right?
Just got done putting it out. Now you're setting it on fire again. What the hell? Agent Shaw from the CIA. Agent Shaw from the CIA.
It's me, Sean Connery. And Agent Shaw.
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
This is the Colonel Troutman of the movie.
Yeah, pretty much. I think
it's me, Jared Ferguson.
I wear my trench coat like a cape.
Did you know that the Wonka is selling chocolate bars again?
And my cohort smokes a pipe with applewood tobacco.
I can only afford one pipe a week. Coming out of your mouth instead of your ass. Grandpa Joe.
Hello, Dr. Joe. You're asshole.
Hey, listen, what time do you get off work tonight?
I need you to take some pictures for me. I'm going to put them in Playboy so if I can get in. My dog's going to be there. Bring the watermelon. Midnight.
Oh, you've seen my Playgirl pictures then. I knew it would work. Hey, Willis!
Glad to see Willis was paralyzed. Oh, like that's when they could. That is Willis smoking in the fucking hospital. Shit.
That cigarette costs more than his money.
Willis, you're not a smoker, are you?
No. Nope.
Willis, he's not even playing along.
Willis is tired tonight, I could tell.
Yeah, he's probably playing video games or some shit.
No, I'm sitting here watching a movie. I don't have nothing on right now.
Okay. He's so creepy looking at her.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What a coinky dink.
There goes his friend.
Look here, my friend. I am here to unplug you. You've suffered enough. I'm banging your wife when you're not looking, and I'm going to unplug your ass right now.
And they stole your dog.
Yep. I stole your dog and I gave it to the SPCA. It didn't like me too much. And I thought that was a better way to handle it than what I did with that other guy's dog.
So, Exterminator 2 didn't have the same director or writer. Because James Glickenhaus directed and wrote it, but Exterminator 2, James Glickenhaus did have a writing credit, but the directing was given to Mark Buntzman.
Well, listen, if you want me to touch
on that. Well, let's see what movies Mark Buntzman did.
Does he work with Seeker?
He told me he wants to kill him.
He was a producer of one. Oh,
he's like, don't fucking kill me. Ah!
He only directed this.
Oh. Don't fucking kill me, dude.
It's like, pull the plug. Just do it, bro.
He said no, right?
No, he said yes.
Oh, no.
He said blink your eyes twice if you want me to take you off this thing.
Guy just wants to kill.
He doesn't want to just kill him, Mona. That's his best friend.
He just wants to kill.
Just get him unplugged.
He's literally pulling the plug.
He's gonna kill.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing? Oh, and she's making love while that black man suffocated.
Oh, even not only that, he's taking a step further. He's cutting the cord with a knife.
Yeah, he's like, making sure that plug it back. Never get cut back on.
But damn it, no one's saving you.
This is before cameras, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing? Fucking her in the hospital? How many people have died in that fucking bed? Had
he's
heart
dying
attacks?
While she's having sex.
Shit. And died in that bed and pissed
they
in that bed.
They have rooms so they could sleep because sometimes they have to be there like 24 hours. Crickets.
Like his dick's hanging out. You can't see it.
Like, look what I was doing.
He's a nice dick. What? Oh, there it is.
There's a watermelon seed on your dick.
Dog hair, too. All the sticky watermelon. Was that Jefferson?
Damn it, caught with our pants down again.
I think it was the Exterminator. I think it was the Punisher.
Suspenseful music.
The walk of shame.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Shitty car with all the rust on it. Look at that.
No Kojak machine.
You know, we don't have cars that rust like that here, Nudie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
because we don't have fucking sea salt, air, and fucking...
Sea salt.
Sea salt air and ocean air, and we're fucking dry as fuck. We just have... Our cars just get beaten up by the sun here. So they're just all dingy.
Do you have watermelon seeds?
We do. We grow good watermelon here. I'm going to grow some watermelon this year, actually.
Get your own watermelon.
My dogs love watermelon, by the way. The Bruce
and broccoli.
Broccoli, watermelon. They love the rinds, watermelon rinds.
And corn.
Corn. Oh, remember they stole that. And what, didn't they steal chicken or corn? What was that?
They wanted the chicken. They got the corn.
I was like, did I say, good, I hope it hurts when you shit it out. I told him that.
Yeah, because you couldn't get it away from him.
Yeah. I hope you cut your colon when you push that out, you son of a bitch.
Just watch you play tug of war with your dog and some corn.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
That was my first time at Virus's home. So,
yeah. Every first time for you is a traumatic experience. First time on the show sucked. First time at Virus House sucked.
Oh, no, it didn't. She got to eat. I'm
it
sure.
Sucked.
She got
to eat. It was a feast.
I was making a thing about the dogs.
Show.
There's a feast when you come to this house, Nudie. Just always remember that.
I'm first in line. I'm Winnie the Pooh.
Gotta hide my gun in my boot. Oh, it's not. He's going. He was in Vietnam too, huh?
Must have been.
So all Vietnam. Well, he did tell her he was in Vietnam. So all Vietnam guys keep their guns when they come back. And suitcases with styrofoams in them. That's what I'm getting from this movie.
Yep.
Or foam or whatever.
Jay probably just used the prop cases.
It's a nice fucking shotgun. Fucking look at them shotgun rounds. So. Shit, my shotgun's not even that nice.
I love that, like a syringe of something in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe letting, like, you know, PTSD riddled Vietnam vets, you know, like leave with their like arm, like their weapons isn't probably the best idea at this time. You know, I mean, if Rambo taught us anything.
Well, this was pre-Rambo, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think Rambo's, what, 83?
Yeah.
They're like, PTSD, what's that? Be a man. Take it like a man.
Shell-shocked.
Yeah, that's what they used to call it, right? Yeah.
He did.
I just killed your husband.
Damn, that's messed up, man. He was the one who did that shit.
I'm gonna be your husband now.
I am gonna take care of you.
Tell your kid I'm his new daddy.
Like, I'm your father now.
He's just appropriating people's children.
That's right, man.
He could have just told her that he died, not that he killed him.
He looks at the little kid. Willis, I am your father. I am your father now.
Bitch, I want a PlayStation.
Give me a Transformer.
None of that was even around back then.
Give me a Buck Rogers toy. I pity the fool who don't give me an 18, doll.
That wasn't even out back then, either.
Hey, remember the 18 toys? They were, like, ripped off from G.I. Joe, kind of.
Yeah, remember them all too well.
I remember Willis keeping one in the, hidden from the guy. That's all I remember.
Okay, you. Willis, you holding out on me.
Toy Hunter. That episode's on, well, it was on Plex. Yeah, I think
is it still? Plex. I haven't seen it.
I think it is. I don't think I lost that.
I might have to go watch it tonight.
All he told Willis was, just say nope, Willis. Willis, would you like $20? Nope. Would you like $500? Nope.
Well, the guy's like, I'll give you $20. $25. You drive a hard bargain, Willis.
Yep.
Well.
Willis just smiles.
Yeah, it's still on there, Mona. It's on the Toy Hunter. The
Mona.
TVs. We'll make fun of the way I talk.
I like the way people say my name. You all say it differently.
It's Mona.
Mona. Mona.
Mona.
Mona.
Mona. What am I supposed to call you? Monet?
No.
Monet. Monet. Mercedes Monet.
Monita.
I swear this is the same damn apartment complex from Dawn of the Dead. It looks like it'd be all fucking ghetto.
Looks like a fake problem.
I know. Like those nuclear blast places. Oh my God.
I told you, Wagner.
I know. You're mine now.
I'm going out, honey. I have to do the work.
I have to go to work. I gotta bring money home for my kids.
My new kids.
Yep.
Oh, he got the helmet back and the.
Just driving around that stolen motorcycle.
Yeah, the one he wrecked. It's miraculously working.
He's a good mechanic.
I just love the fact he's riding around, like you said, on a motorcycle he wrecked, and, you know, he's perfectly fine. The Anarchist Cookbook. Are you honestly telling me he, like, a Vietnam vet would have need of the Anarchist Cookbook? And there's nothing in it!
I know, it's an empty book.
It's just paper.
I remember there's such an urban legend growing up, too.
We have watermelon.
Not alone.
Make sure they're seedy.
I like walking around with watermelon seeds on my knees.
What a weird place for a telephone booth.
It's the same place they build fucking Bronx Warriors. They're fucking. That city was.
I love that movie.
Goddamn, getting demolished.
It just makes me laugh that there's probably people nowadays who see that scene and have no idea what that is.
Right.
Like, he's in, like, some weird box and he's making a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that, but.
So weird, yeah. Is there phone booths here in Albuquerque still? I think there's a couple.
He just drove into that pole.
He did. He hit it.
The director. I'll leave that in. He was the old fuck.
Could you imagine how interesting it would be if, like, someone called the cops and said, like, I just murdered, like, you know, like, 80 people or whatever. Come here alone. And the cop would be just be like, okay.
Look at his pants.
You got some sweet fucking bell bottoms.
Yep.
Dirty Harry did it all the time.
That's true.
It's a very strange fashion trend I never got was bell bottoms.
I don't believe you. There's a picture out there with you wearing bell bottoms.
There is. I was a little kid playing with the Superman. Remember?
No.
Willis remembers it.
Yep.
I'll put it in the chat, Mona.
Do it.
All dressed in my slacks and boots and silky shirt.
You're all baby pimp.
I was.
Little baby Scarface.
Oh, you're going to see and you're going to laugh.
Little baby Scarface. almost over.
It is.
Well, it did say it was a drama.
It's like a real slow burn end. Meet me at fucking. Oh, look at the. Oh, he had time to light all those flares off.
I know, right? We have
a fucking Vietnam veteran duel.
Hey, like the ninjas fighting in a tennis court.
Oh, yes.
Look. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a good shot, see?
Why one guy look like a broke ass James Spader and the other guy look like a broke ass Willem Dafoe?
Oh, did you see that? Flipped the gun upside down. Popped his ass in the chest.
How'd you do it? It's a dog, huh? That's gonna set me up, huh?
Man, he really gone crazy.
Damn it! You get out of here!
Oh. Soldier's code.
Excuse me.
Get out of here. No. Oh, no. Oh.
Everybody dies.
Well, how's their fucking part two?
What happened? He's probably wearing his army-issued flak jacket.
Yeah.
That's on with a marker.
How is there a part two? First time watching movies?
Yes.
Never seen a movie before?
No.
Washington will be pleased. We've dealt with these Vietnam vets.
We'll be pleased. The exterminator will live on. Oh, yeah. He's floating on a box in the Hudson River.
Yep.
Fucking full of sex toys.
Watermelon.
There it is.
Watermelon. The fuck.
Flak vest. Set me up straight in a chair. Yeah, stick a white vest again.
My buddy saved me. He likes to show his dick.
Shit off.
While eating watermelon, petting his dog.
All right, the exterminator.
His dick's kind of shriveled and little, kind of like a turtle coming out of the ocean. Yeah.
Produce this one, so that they work together.
His dick is kind of small, like he came out of a cold lake. But don't judge him, cause it gets bigger as it grows.
My face hurts. Stop.
And now he's dead, and all the watermelons are safe. Of course that Chip Taylor wrote this song. Jesus Christ, you see that? His name's Chip Taylor.
Viet Cong 47. Bill Sutton.
Robert Ginty is alive for part two, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Next time on the show.
You can't remember which one.
It's not horror, of course.
It's not horror.
If we went to a movie like this on, is it really that bad?
No, this wasn't that bad.
Wrong show. Okay, let's get this shit going. What do you think of the movie, Mona?
It was great. I was entertained. It was seedy, there was explosions, the 80s, a leather daddy, and dicks! So, what are we reading it from?
Whatever you want.
1 to 5, 1 to 10.
1 to 10.
We'll give it a 7 for the dicks.
All right, 7 7-inch dicks from Mona.
Woo!
All right, Glenn.
For me, this is Nate. I would have liked a bit more like blood, you know. Yes. But you know, like when you chop off someone's head, I'm pretty sure it doesn't just trickle out like a little, you know. But overall, it's the best Punisher movie that's not called Punisher.
Let's see.
What's your rating?
And I won. He said 8.
Yep.
Okay. Willis!
I give it an 8. It was great.
It's an 8. So enthusiastic.
It's great. It's an 8.
Hey, Virus.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was gritty and exploitive, and I liked the head chop at the beginning. That was pretty cool and shocking.
Art.
Yeah, it was unforgiving, much like our Punisher character here, mm-hmm. the Exterminator. I quite enjoyed it. It was a little slow for me in some parts. It kind of slowed down, so there were some pacing issues in it for me. But I don't know. All around, I think I gave it about a 7 out of 10.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to part 2. And I hope they have a really good song for it.
Yes.
I hope you write us a really good song for it.
Yep.
I can't write. I just go.
Yeah. I enjoyed the movie, too. I thought it was good. I liked it. It held up well. And I wish I would have been able to see these movies in the Grindhouse era when they first came out. It would be pretty cool. Just go to the theaters and watch all these fucking movies. So, yeah. Exterminator. Good pick, Mona.
Mona.
And we'll be doing Exterminator 2 on the next one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Duty will be there eating gummies with his dick in his hand. Dripping cum on his knees. The only way he knows how.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. Yeah, you lost her on that one. She
I know.
You picked on her nudie.
No, I have a sore face and a stomach ache for all the wrong
picked
reasons.
Picked on her nudie. Now she's got to go.
What do you mean a sore face and a stomach ache for all the wrong reasons? But you fucking get face fucked and eat a bunch of. Oh, I was gonna say you get face fucked and eat a bunch of cum.
No, that would be the right reasons.
Oh. Oh man. Yeah. Good show, guys. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Good night.
Bye, y'all.
It's not horror, okay?
You've been listening to the Intestinal Fortitude Podcast Network. Follow us on Twitter, @I_Fortitude, or on Instagram, @TheIntestinalFortitude.